This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Senator John F. Kerry of Massachusetts at the Fleet Center in Boston Thursday night accepting the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And Dan, Senator Kerry introduced himself to the American people Thursday night, 5,100-word speech that I think it's safe to say certainly emphasized his service during the war in Vietnam and what he learned there about war and loyalty and friendship and judgment and other issues. Speech was both criticized and acclaimed for not being specific on some policy points. What is your impression of the impression that Senator Kerry left with the American people that he takes with him now into this campaign?
Well, let me put it this way. It's supposed to be very important, this speech. And it is said, at least the media keeps saying, that everything depends on the speech. Mm-hmm. If it's a good speech, if he passes the test, then, or if not, then he's in trouble and so on. I'm not sure that it really is all like black and white. I will say, however, that as far as I could see, if there was a test, he passed it. Mm-hmm. I think that the core of the speech was indicated by the fact that he used the word strength 17 times mm-hmm. in that speech. They're supposed to vouch for his coolness under fire. And the other main theme after strength was values. And I thought he acquitted himself pretty well in talking about values. I liked the line about the fact that if you believe in family values, then you should value the family. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty good. I thought it did all it was supposed to do for him. Now, of course, we wait for this traditional bounce to come. It's supposed to be that after the end of the Democratic convention or either convention, that there comes this moment when all of a sudden you get 10, 15 points more. Whether that always happens, I don't know. But all you can do is say, well, it was a well-crafted, well-delivered, acceptance speech, and that's, I guess, all you can say.
Democrats, I think it's safe to say, are often accused and adored for being fractious. What's the old joke, Will Rogers? I'm not the member of any political specific political party. I'm a Democrat.
Right.
There seemed to be a general agreement among delegates and a great many Democrats. Of course, we have our differences, but we're just going to keep quiet about them now.
I think that's right. I think the feeling among Democrats is so strong. Mm-hmm. Against President Bush, that they're willing to sink the various differences. Howard Dean would have his own way of looking at things, certainly Al Sharpton. All these people who are on the fringe of the Democratic Party and who would normally say, all right, yes, but, Jesse Jackson included, now it is whatever it takes. If it's a matter of defeating him, we're supporting you.
Let's ask about events in Iraq this week. A meeting of the Iraqi National Conference was postponed. Now, that meeting was scheduled to go on through this weekend, and among other things, it was going to give some airtime to people perceived to be rising Iraqi politicians that might be candidates in the next Democratic elections.
Mm-hmm.
It was postponed, of course, because of security concerns. What's the
well? I understand it, that there were some charges of corruption in the elections in some of the provinces. But, mm-hmm. yes, but there certainly are security concerns.
Well, what does it say about the postponement in any case, both charges of corruption and security concerns?
That is tough. They have a long way to go. I mean, this is supposed to be the next step in preparing for elections, and there's been insurgents are still very, very active, and much more active, by the way, in kidnapping.
Yeah.
There's been a big rise in kidnappings.
Mm-hmm.
And they do strange things. In one case, they kidnap somebody, and a Jordanian announced that they would release him if he would promise to conduct a demonstration against the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So he promised, and he was released. The manipulation of abductions is a kind of a new feature of the insurrection.
Let me ask you about Saudi Arabia has proposed an all-Muslim security force for Iraq. What are the chances of that coming about anytime soon?
Well, apparently no one seems to be enthusiastic about it. Prime Minister Alawi of Iraq says he will study the plan. Secretary of State Colin Powell has arrived in Baghdad. and says he will study the plan. Mm-hmm. And whenever you hear the word study, you see a certain lack of enthusiasm.
Rest of Congress was in summer recess on Friday, but members of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee held a hearing on reforming U.S. intelligence, and the commission chair and co-chair Thomas Kane and Vice Chair Lee Hamilton were the first people to testify. Is there a momentum, that overworked use of a word of a political week, a momentum that's building for their recommendations?
Yes, and I think it has to do with the fact that this is a political year, mm-hmm. and both sides are busy trying to figure out what's the position to take, which will give you more votes. Originally, mm-hmm. the Bush administration opposed the idea of having this commission. Mm-hmm. They were not very enthusiastic about releasing documents to them, and when they came in with their report, the president said, yes, we'll study it. That's the same study that goes on in all fields. Mm-hmm. You study it if you're not terribly interested. But then Senator Kerry came out, endorsed it, said they wanted the commission to work for another 18 months, and it turned out that was a popular position, mm-hmm. and so the administration turned around, flip-flopping, I think you might call that. Mm-hmm. The administration turned around, and now there's a series of hearings that began yesterday, and the administration is now studying what it could put into effect by executive order without having to go through Congress at all. Mm-hmm. And now everybody is in favor of the commission. Except that during the hearing yesterday, there was a certain amount of opposition to the mm-hmm. key proposal that they had of having a national director of intelligence operating from the White House. Yeah. Some people think that they shouldn't be in the White House because they'd be manipulated by the White House.
There are civil liberties concerns, too, about concentrating on the
phone. And there's also civil liberties concerns.
You wanted to say something about Sandy Berger this week.
Yes, I wanted to say something about speaking of 9/11, all of that. You know, we're a very, very big story for a couple of weeks when Sandy Berger was accused of having spirited away some papers from the National Archive, some talk about FBI investigation, talk about maybe it would be considered a crime and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was a very lively story for a week or two. You know what? This week, the Wall Street Journal, in an inside page, near the bottom of the page, reported that Sandy Berger has been totally exonerated, mm-hmm. that no papers are missing, that the 9/11 Commission had everything it needed and wanted from it. And you know what? That story remains in the Wall Street Journal. I can't find it anywhere else. For some reason, our colleagues, when they are wrong in something like that, seem to be very slow about saying, oops, we goofed. Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you about events in Sudan this week, which continue to draw more attention. UN Security Council adopted a resolution that gives Sudan 30 days to stop Arab militias from terrorizing black farming communities in Darfur. Sudanese government refuses to accept the resolution. Certainly unclear what sanctions, if any, will be applied. Every time Bosnia, Rwanda happens, people say never again. Is it happening again? Good intentions being frustrated by diplomatic inertia?
Well, that's right. And a great deal of talk about whether this represents genocide or doesn't represent genocide or what's the definition of genocide. It is wonderful how the international community, when faced with a great threat to human rights and so on, finds itself able to get comfort from the fact that it can argue about the definition of what is genocide.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.